It's this old Pullman or something, just throw something on top of him. What you about that much dirt on top of him? You ain't studying about the water or nothing, you studying about the cold, keep from freezing. I've had folks to come 3 and 4 miles to get turnips. That you did is get up there and go. Sometimes I had to put on my gloves, it'd be so cold, go through your long gloves, water, you know, it'd be that deep in the hole. Turnips just as green as it was in the ground. See, that's so they don't freeze. It helps them.
The water does it, they don't rot.
No, sir. No, sir. If you put fertilizer, too much fertilizer, barnyard fertilizer or something around them, might would rot them, but I've done it more years than I got fingers and toes. In fact, to the business, that's part of the way I got my daughter through school. Made a trade with the president, and I carried loads of turnips up there on her boat in school.
Is that right? And you'd cover the turnips about 3-4 inches of dirt?
Turnip?
Yes, you'd cover the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes,
about
sir.
Three, four inches.
That's right. That's enough to keep it from freezing. I never would put nothing sort of out, so it couldn't penetrate. All this old tall sage grass and stuff, we had a mule and mowers cut hay. I'd cut hay everywhere I could find it. And just leave it in the field, and I sold it, and folks would pay me for it, I don't know whether they got it or not. I'd just tell them why it was, and they go over so much a load. Just throw hay, put that much hay on it, that's enough to keep the dirt from sifting on so you can uncover them. And go right on back in. Yeah, I always put mine most around the corners of the garden while you couldn't plow up with a mule good, and you'd have that with much grass growing that old ass.
I see.
Those turnips and sweet potatoes, you can carry 2 or 3 ways to keep them. If you put enough dirt on me, keep right what it made.
Just fill the dirt up?
Because I've learned that. By plowing, I have been ripping up my stalks and getting my potato patch, and I plowed up a sound potato or two the next spring. One of these long ones went down the ground like that, top where it rotted off. The other part, I just brought it up to the house and cut the rotten off scene. I said, you don't have to do all that much work. If I'd have just come, got in the middle and piled more dirt, I could have left man plowed them up in the spring.
And they stay, they don't freeze out.
Sir?
They don't freeze.
The ground doesn't freeze over an inch, 2 inches deep. You hard level, you have to tell you these hard knolls sometimes freeze 4 or 5 inches. I spent most of my time in the country. I ain't never stayed out of Marshall County over 3 months at one time in my life.
Is that right?
Born July the 15th, 1891.
Well, that's probably why you feel well now. You took care of yourself and stayed home, is that?
I feel, of course, you've been pouring it to me for the last 2 or 3 years because my wife quit standing up. And I just have to, somebody just have to be here. Mm-hmm. She seemed to be the sound of the bullet now, but just a mind.
That's too bad.
That's bad.
Yeah. I wonder if I could ask you some more questions about the house where you. Could you tell me what you had in the bedrooms?
Bedroom?
Yes. Where did you keep your clothes and?
In the room when we first left, we had 2 beds. The old room was about 16 by 17, I think they said it was. That room was built when the first. When I was born. It had 2 beds, door in the south end, a door right there to go into the kitchen, kitchen on that side, and a hole in the door to go out the hall, bed on either side of the door.